Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Wednesday, May 12, 2004. 3, 2, 1. The assassination of Chechnya's president could hamper outreach in the region. Fresh religious violence erupts in Nigeria, and years of atheism may be replaced by a Christian worldview in the Czech Republic. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Headlining today's news, Russian President Vladimir Putin is hoping his whirlwind visit to Chechnya will help quell violence in that region. This comes after Sunday's assassination of the country's president, Ahmed Kadyrov. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba says the relative peace was giving their missionaries great freedom.
Our missionaries had a lot more freedom to the hospitals, to children's homes there, to the schools. Lots of families were coming to our distribution places there seeking for humanitarian help and for spiritual help.
Rakuba tells us the assassination ends the relative peace that Kadyrov brought to the region.
It raises lots of hostility again. It will make our ministry more difficult to the families that are in desperate need there in Chechnya. So we would like to ask American and Western Christians to pray for Russian ministry's missionaries.
No word on when the next election will be held. Next, fresh religious violence has erupted in Yelwa in the central state of Plateau, Nigeria. The Red Cross says a Christian attack on Muslims last week resulted in over 600 deaths and thousands displaced. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra believes the trouble is likely to escalate.
Nigeria is a powder keg right now. And we've seen increasing reports of churches being burned down, people being killed, and the reports just come and come and come. That's what we've been hearing, and we really need to pray that peace will come to that country.
Dykstra says while there's freedom to evangelize, evangelists and churches have come under fire from the extremist Muslims. Open Doors provides support to the church.
We do a lot of training in Nigeria of pastors. We train pastors how to actually approach this violence and persecution. And so pastors bring those teachings, their training to their churches and to their flocks.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Christian radio listeners in the United States will be helping Indonesians hear the gospel. Listeners of WDBA in Du Bois, Pennsylvania, were asked to help Transworld Radio place radios in Indonesia, a country dominated by Islam. WDBA General Manager Dan Kennard says in just 12 hours, they surpassed their goal of 500 kits and raised more than $30,000 to place 860 radio kits in Indonesia. Pray that those who receive the radios will come to Christ and that churches will be started. Elsewhere, the Czech Republic remains one of the most resistant to the gospel in the world. Years of atheism have taken their toll, though, and the government is turning to Christians for help. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver.
They are seeing a population of young people somewhat out of control. There's a real desire on the part of the school system to try to do something about it, but they're really not quite sure how to teach ethics because that was never part of their teacher training.
Rodehaver says their ministry grows from the curriculum.
They're allowed by the school to speak from a platform of Christian values. Now, they can't directly share the gospel, obviously, but the exciting thing is once you lay some of these values out there and allow young people to ask questions, it doesn't take them long to get to the spiritual base of these values.
And Baptists from around the world are getting ready for the 100th anniversary of the Baptist World Alliance this summer. Author of the book Purpose-Driven Life, Pastor Rick Warren, and former U.S. President Jimmy Carter will speak at the Baptist World Centenary Congress beginning July 27th in Birmingham, England. The five-day event is expected to draw 15,000 people. The goal is to be inspired by the past, renewing their commitment to reaching the world for Christ in the new century. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book, In the Image of God, from Wycliffe Bible Translators, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features photos revealing glimpses of the Almighty reflected in people all over the world. That's In the Image of God from Wycliffe Bible Translators at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.